I mean, I was glad to hear that the professional fees of $4,000 were for the ambulance to be at the dances instead of an ice truck. Thanks for getting hold of him and finding out. Yeah,
sure. Sorry about that. I should have waited before I spoke.
All right, Commissioner.
Okay. I don't have any more questions to share on that.
The amendment has arrived in your inbox. If somebody would make it, or I can entertain it.
I guess at least I didn't say it was an ice cream truck.
Chair would entertain a motion to amend ONCA 2197, Section 8, Page 8, Line 348, Strike 11,000, Insert 40,300, and adjust totals accordingly.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Amendment passes. Anything else from anybody regarding emergency management's budget? Okay. Getting ready to get checked off. Thanks, Jason, for covering for Bobby.
Yes, sir. No
problem. Next, operation.
Okay. Chair, this is for operations for the controller. Sent a new microwave budget for operations that removed the deputy position, and so I've asked Jordan to do an amendment. Or to look it over, to look over that budget. So we'll be having an amendment on that whenever, in just a moment.
Gotcha. And I meant to say executive. Okay. Jason?
Yes, sir. This is section 9. Yes, sir. It's our IDC executive. This is where we have the only thing in there is salaries, fringe, and travel. And that's 50% of 5 employees of our 7 for salaries and wages, and then it's half of our travel. Those are the only 3 items in there.
Yeah, it looks basically flat compared to last year.
Where are y'all traveling to?
This is mostly, the travel budget is mostly, chief and myself, although I haven't traveled much here lately, but an assistant chief travels as well. So really that's pretty much it.
All right. Any questions for Jason regarding IDC executive budget?
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything either, Chair.
No, I'm good too.
I'm good. No questions. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Good.
How long have we been utilizing IDC like this, Jason? It's been, 3 or 4 years?
Yes, sir. Last couple, 3 or 4 years.
Obviously, they're still coming over this way, so guys, obviously, like
it. Yes, Chair. That's how I think it's been for some time now, after they got... They actually had, when they negotiated the last IDC agreement, they had, were granted to charge, IDC on those salaries. So it's allowable. It's an allowable expense.
Right. And, thinking about it, I said 3 or 4 years. My gosh, it's probably been 6 or 7. I remember Callie Ketcher bringing it up to us.
Yeah, it may have been. They all just seem to be melting together.
All right, committee. IDC executive. Going once. Hey, committee, bear with me just a second. Less than 30 seconds. Okay. You guys still there?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Jody, Jordan, got that operations amendment prepared?
Yes, sir. I do.
All right. Well, we're going to go back to operations.
Okay. I'll make the motion. I just want y'all to know this feels so good. To make an amendment to Casey Johnson's budget. Okay. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCA 21-97, Section 15, IDC Operations, Section 15, page 15, line 664, strike 317,000. 240, insert 235,240, line 665, strike 76,954, insert 57,366, and adjust the totals accordingly.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Motion carries. So I am going over my list right now. I think that's it, other than tribal works.
Yes, and I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. Maybe Tyler, he's on the line, what we were doing with IDC Tribal Works. Forgive me, I just didn't take good notes on that. I felt like we were all in agreement. This is the one that was for $1,015,000. And, of course, it had salaries and the fringe and some operational expense. And, of course, no IDC. That's irrelevant. But I really can't remember. He's got a lot of, this is one of those budgets where he carries a piece of his, part of his salaries are here and also in the other recovery of the tribal works budget, I believe. So,
Chair.
Yeah, Tyler, help us out.
Yes, I believe that's in line with what second speaker is speaking of. I think the question was on this $1,000,000, and then it's more based on indirect recovery charges. And the additional budget that he has, the 2.3 is what I'm seeing, is what his budget is related to the space cost recoveries. I believe that this $1,000,000, I think if in preparing the budget, I think historically, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that tribal works fell underneath a tribal budget previously, historically. Is that correct? But the attempt is that... Oh, sorry.
I'm just agreeing. I think that's correct, Tyler.
Okay, so that's what I recall in kind of reviewing this and then reviewing and understanding the work that Tribal Works does. I believe the entire or most of the employees and staff support the entire government and all the facilities in all forms. And in doing so, it kind of, to me, I feel like they could fall into internal services. So we moved this budget into internal services, and I'm trying to put it into the proposal as part of the pool. The reason behind that is if it was 100% funded from tribal dollars historically, then by moving it into internal services, a portion of the federal programs will be paying for this $1 million instead of the tribe picking up 100% of the cost. And then I'd have to break down kind of the proportional levels of the base to kind of determine what that saving would be to the tribe. Or to this, to Osage Nation.
Right. And yeah, so yeah, I'm kind of rehashing, re-looking through some of this stuff. And yeah, and that's kind of another reason why this one's complicated. You know,
yes, I believe it used to be a tribal budget, and this is trying to, instead of fully funding this portion of tribal works 100% from tribal dollars, if I move it to, because it qualifies as an internal service with the work they do, then I can supplement this with federal dollars by charging the indirect cost rate to the federal programs and to the tribe for this million,
right,
as opposed to the tribe picking up the full million.
Yeah, and again, you know, looking at the revenue and expenditure sheet, it's got the total budget original at $2,480,000 and current year actual at $1,162,000.
I believe that is the space cost.
Oh, the recoveries, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's almost like he has two budgets within internal services or indirect. One funded from space costs and the other from indirect charges or recoveries.
Chair, that's what I...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that one thing that pops out to me in this, and I'm looking at the Microy worksheet, Tyler, that looks like there was... We just don't have any actual expenses in 21, it looks as though we didn't have a budget for 2021. So are we saying this is a brand new budget and a brand new way of doing this? Was it just this year? And we didn't last year?
Now that you've pointed that out to me, I believe that this would probably be based on that it was probably underneath a general fund, 1,000. And with this being created under a new internal service fund, that Microid, you know, within the programming itself doesn't align a fund that was in 2021 under tribal with a new proposed budget out of fiscal year 22 that's setting in, I think it's 7,000 is the internal service code. I believe that's why you're not seeing any previous fiscal year 2021 comparison, but we can run that information and email that down to you if you'd like.
Okay, Tyler. Chair, if I can, real quick, I think I'm looking at last year's real quick, the legislation that was enacted. Let me see real quick, and that'll help you too, Tyler. Just give me a second.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe we did, but let me look. I can see really quick. I'm just scrolling. Okay, we did. So Tribal Works last year had restricted revenue at $2.4 million. So you should be able to have that information in their 2021 budget and their actuals in this Microy.
The 2.3, that's the space cost, correct?
Yeah, and that was their out of IDC, and that was for FY21, and Kaihika signed that in September 30th.
I'm actually going to call the office real fast. I'm actually working from home today.
Chair.
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
Ryan Armstrong said in the chat that he might be able to explain.
You gonna read his chats or is he on the call?
I'm on the call. Would you allow me to explain a little bit of what we've done with Tribal Works?
Yeah, Ryan, go ahead. Welcome.
Okay. So Tribal Works, I'm sure you all are aware that there was a conversion of our chart of accounts last year. In that conversion, it was set up as a program under the Tribal Operations Fund, Fund 1000, even though really it's an internal service fund. So it did not receive an appropriation. It was funded by space cost recoveries. And there are two budget worksheets for Tribal Works. One is titled FY22 IDC Tribal Works. That's $1 million budget that will not have an FY21 budget in it because we split that off and we basically took $1 million out of their budget and put it within an IDC budget. So there are two budget worksheets for Tribal Works. That's one of them. The other one that is titled Tribal Works FY22. So one titled FY22 IDC Tribal Works, the other titled Tribal Works FY22. That one is their space cost recovery budget. And in that budget worksheet, you will see things in the 2021 budget column, 2021 actual column, and the 2020 actual column. And that will have last year's information in it. Do you all have both of those budget worksheets? Are you looking at both of them?
Yes, Chair. Chair, this is Jody. Yes, we understand all that, Ryan. And we have both of them, but I think my question was, last year they did submit an IDC Tribal Works budget, and it was so I didn't mean to say it was appropriated, but it was restricted because it was IDC as a recovery. So we did do that. So I'm just wondering why it wasn't in their 2021 column and their actuals aren't recorded here. But I think what you're saying is because of the conversion, I guess. I don't want to put words in your mouth, and the reason, or that's kind of your reasoning, is that it was under a different code maybe last year, which I think that's what you're saying. I don't know, because what I find weird about that is you've got it, like, say, for IDC operations, you've got that information. And the other IDC budgets, you provided 2020, 2021. And so I don't know why it would be different.
Chair.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah. Ryan, I think what, correct me if I'm wrong, second speaker, but I think what we need to look at, or what second speaker's trying to see, is what was the total budgets for Tribal Works. So we have a $1 million budget for indirect services from IDC recoveries, and then the 2.3 historically that they've always recovered from space cost, coming back to, I believe, if I'm correct, a $3.3 million combined total budget. And I think that's the question, is was this $1 million in a tribal budget last year, or was their total budget for fiscal year 2021 $2.3 million? And I think, meaning, do we have an increase this year? Is that what we're looking at on a whole? Does that sound correct, second speaker, what you're looking for?
Yeah. Well, That we authorized IDC Tribal Works with an amount in 2021, and that amount is not reflected in this MyPA worksheet or the 2021 actual. And I was just curious why those columns were not, they don't have the amounts in there. I completely understand that they have two different budgets. My question is, where is the 2021 actual dollar amounts and their budget? Because it was, the rest of your IDC budgets have that micro, that information in your micro support docs that you sent down, except for this one.
Yes, so I believe that to answer that would be, yes, this would be a new budget under the 7,000 internal service fund that would not have had any activities out of the 7,000 indirect cost fund. My impression that these would, if their only budget was from the space cost recoveries, that those costs would have been in that budget in 21 and incurred in that budget. But this would be kind of a new budget underneath the indirect cost fund. And so there would not be any historical trend information on that.
I'm sorry, Tyler. I just don't want you to, I think I'm making it hard, but it's not new is what I'm saying. We in FY21 passed the IDC Tribal Works budget with an amount in it. So it's not new. This isn't new. There was a 2020, you should have a 2021 budget. And if you want, I can send you that legislation so that maybe that'll help you. And all this discussion affect the 2022 budget. It's just that when we go through these, we're looking to see, you know, what was spent last year, and it's just not there. That's my point. But we did looking at it, and Chief signed it, so you did.
Yeah, and that's, and I would, and see, I would see space cost recoveries as an internal service or indirect budget. But yes, if you can send that document to me, we'll take a harder look at that and compare true actuals and find, I'll do an analysis on it. But this would be this year where we're funding Tribal Works from recoveries, space cost recoveries, and indirect charge recoveries, and the $1 million of the indirect charge recovery. So I guess my question would be, if there was two of those funding sources that funded Tribal Works in 21, that's what I'll be looking for once I receive that information, and I'll come to a direct answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Committee, anyone else?
Here, may I give one more answer on that Tribal Works budget?
Yeah, this is Ryan, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
For the FY21 IDC budget that we're talking about, is that ONCA 20-82?
I think that sounds about right. Hold on just really quick. Yes, 2082, you're correct.
So
that's the announcement.
The Tribal Works authorized or appropriated amount in that piece of legislation is $2,480,744. And on the budget worksheet titled Tribal Works FY22 with the department program, codes being 7005 and then 0015. I do see that number in the space cost recovery line for the FY21 budget column. Do you all not see that?
No, not on the, sorry, Chair, not on the Mike Roy that you guys sent down on the 16th.
Okay. Well, I will bring another one down today because the one I'm looking at does have it on there. That's all. I'll bring you all another one down.
Okay, thank you.
All right, committee. This is the last section. Do we want to postpone it? Out.
Chair, I don't think so, and that's why I was saying my question didn't relate to actual budget. The million, my question was about previous year information.
Right. And yeah, I just, this one is a little different. It's not like we can get a, you know, a year-to-year comparison. And, you know, even utilize revenue and expenditures. So, I'm not going to say that I feel completely and totally comfortable and satisfied with it, but I can't formulate any concerns either right now. So I'm inclined to say, let's go ahead and check this one off. And, you know, we've got a couple more weeks and this will probably end up in appropriations, and in appropriations typically over the last 4, 5, 6 years has basically reviewed, gone over everything, and then made a recommendation to Congress. So, committee, how do you guys want to handle this? Second speaker, appropriations chair.
Yeah, I think exactly right. I'm on the same page with you, Chair Walker. I appreciate Brian bringing that down, but it, you know, I feel like we could check mark this as well.
Okay. Anyone feel different?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got 15 check marks and there's 15 sections, so accurate. Okay.
If everybody's ready, I make a motion that we send to Congress ONCA 21-97 with a due pass as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Report ONCA 2197 to Congress with it as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay. Motion passes.
Chair, I have I know we want to adjourn. I do too. I wanted to bring up something to you. While you were off of the call, we were going really good, and then it occurred to me that we only passed out the sections from today, and not necessarily all of our sections. And on ONCA 21-98, because we had reviewed some on the 10th. I believe it was, and yesterday and then today. So with that, I think we ought to include all of the sections. We only include some of them, and I'm sorry. And I can make a question if you'd like.
So are you thinking to list them individually, or?
Well, that's what we did earlier when you weren't here. We listed out the bill number and all the sections.
Okay. We could get creative and say all sections assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Well, we're GovOps. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
We're GovOps, what I say. Appropriations.
Well, I kind of was thinking for our minutes, kind of what Speaker mentioned, if we keep our minutes like that, it may help us as we get all of the sections back from the committees of jurisdiction. I'd rather do the sections to make sure we don't miss one.
Okay, I am going through emails
and
right now.
I've got the list, Chair, if you want me to do this.
Yeah, I've got it right here in an email. I was getting ready to, yeah, if you've got it right there in front of you, make the motion.
Yes.
See what.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'd like to report ONCA 21-98, sections 8, 16, 20, 21, 22, 37, 39, 44, 47, 49, 57, 64, and Osage Nation Foundation with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Second.
Excellent. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any opposed say no? Okay. Motion passes. Committee, I think that concludes today's agenda and really concludes a big portion of our workload. We still have several bills, but anyone else? I mean, am I overlooking anything?
No, I think we're good. One thing you may want to know, something we did while you were gone, Chair, was that we added in the Osage Nation Foundation Board stipends with a committee amendment, and that passed.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, about 5 minutes until quitting time anyway. So we're done. Go Huskies. You're an entertaining.
Yes, go Huskies. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion with a second to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right. Thanks, committee. Committee reports, there should be three of them, right, Caitlin?
Yes, I'm sending out 97 right now.
Okay. All right. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll talk to you guys
too.
Later.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.